This is a reading of The Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner, the synopsis of Scene 4. With full awakened consciousness, Johannes enters the imaginative world, on whose very threshold he encounters cosmic beings from above and below, Lucifer and Ahriman. The elemental world becomes manifest to him. The spirit of the elements has brought the souls of Capacius and Strada up to a sphere from which they can survey the surface of the earth. They appear here in their true nature, Capacius young and Strada old, in character. Then the other Maria appears to them, arising from the rocks and transforming their speeches into forces which spread out over the surface of the earth, nourishing its elemental beings. The end of the synopsis. Scene 4. A landscape whose unique nature is to represent the soul world. Lucifer and Ahriman appear first. Johannes is visible at one side in deep meditation. What follows is experienced by him in meditation. Lucifer. O man, know yourself. O man, experience me. You've wrenched yourself away from spirit guidance, and you have fled into free earthly realms. You've sought your own true being in earth's confusion. To find yourself proved your reward and proved your fate. Me you have found. Spirits desired to cast a veil before the senses. I tore the veil apart. Spirits desired to follow only their own will in you. I gave you your own will. O man, know yourself. O man, experience me. Ahriman. O man, know me. O man, experience yourself. You have escaped from spirit darkness, and you have found the light of earth. So suck the power of truth from my solidity. I harden stable ground. Spirits desired to rob you of the senses' beauty. I activate this beauty in solid light. I lead you onward into essential truth. O man, know me. O man, experience yourself. Lucifer. There was no time when you did not experience me. I've followed you through many lives, and I could fill you with strength of selfhood, self-being's joy. Ahriman. There was no time when you did not perceive me. Your body's eyes have looked on me through all earth evolution. I could shine out for you with pride of beauty, with bliss of revelation. Johannes, to himself in meditation. This is the sign about which Benedictus spoke. Two powers stand before the world of soul. The one dwells in us as the tempter. The other dulls the gaze when it is turned toward outward things. The one assumed the woman's form who brought before my eyes the soul's delusion. The other can be found in everything. Exit Lucifer and Ahriman. The spirit of the elements appears with Capacius and Strada, whom he has brought out of the subterranean depths to the surface of the earth. It is to be imagined that as souls they look out over the earth's surface. Spirit of the elements. So here is now the place which you so ardently desired. It cost me care enough and trouble to satisfy your wish. The spirits and the elements arose in raging storm, when I was forced to enter their kingdom with your beings. Your kind of thought resisted the ruling of my power. Capacius, grown young. Mysterious being, who are you who's brought me through the spheres of spirits into this pleasant realm? Spirit of the elements. The human soul beholds me only when services I render him are over. Yet he obeys my powers throughout all course of time. Capacius. I am but little moved to ask about the spirit who led me here. I feel the forces of my life grow warm in this new realm. This light expands my breast. I sense the whole world's might within the beating of my pulse. Anticipation of all I shall achieve is rising in my heart. I will transform to words this kingdom's revelation, invigorating me so gloriously. And human souls shall blossom to life imbued with beauty, when I can bring to them enthusiasm from the springs which here flow forth to me. Lightning and thunder from the heights and depths. Strader, grown old. Why are the depths so shaken? Why do the heights resound when dreams of hopeful beauty well forth from this young soul? Lightning and thunder. Spirit of the elements. To human dreamers as yourselves, such words of hope ring proudly. But in the depths of worlds, illusions of wrong thinking forever wake such echoes. You hear it only at those times which bring you near to me. You think that you are building at truth's exalted temples, but your work's consequences unfetter powers of storm within primeval depths. Thus spirits must break worlds apart. Should temporal deeds of yours not bring destruction, even death to the eternities? Strader. For the eternities, then, error and illusion would be what seems the truth to man's best search for knowledge. Lightning and thunder. Spirit of the elements. Yes, error and illusion, as long as man's mind searches in a realm estranged from spirit. Strader. You may well call my friend a dreamer, who in the joy of youth paints his own goals courageously, with so much noble fire. In my own heart, however, your words fade out and die, in spite of storm and thunder, which are their mighty helpers. I wrenched myself out of the cloister's peace to self-esteem of research. Throughout long years now I have stood amid the storms of life, and men believe what I entrust to them, out of my deepest sense of truth. Lightning and thunder. Spirit of the elements. Then it behooves you to acknowledge that no man can know from whence are gushing the sources of this thought, or where life's first foundations lie. Strader. Oh, these words, they are the same which in my youthful days of hope resounded terribly within my soul, when all support of human thought, believed so firm, began to sway. Lightning and thunder. Spirit of the elements, you must compel me with your stunted weapons of dull thought, or you are nothing but a fleeting phantom of your own delusion. Strader. Once more such terrifying words. These two resounded out of my inmost core, when once a seeress made me feel the threatening sting of doubt, and so destroyed for me the circle of firm thought. But that is quite behind me. I will defy your power, you ancient one, who so deceivingly displays the image of my being within the mask of nature's ruler. Yet otherwise than you suppose shall reason overcome you. For if it has attained its proudest peak in man, it will then be the master, and not the slave of nature. Lightning and thunder. Spirit of the elements. The world is ordered so that work performed demands return of service. I have bestowed on you your selfhood. You owe me my reward. Capacious. I will create out of my soul the spirit counterpart of things. When nature, to ideals transfigured, arises within human works, she is repaid enough in being truly mirrored. And if you feel yourself akin to the great mother of all worlds, and have your origin in depths where primal powers rule, then let my will, that lives for lofty ends within my head and breast, reward you for your deed. For it has lifted me from clouded feeling to proud thought. Lightning and thunder. Spirit of the elements, you can behold how little your bold words are worth within my realm, for they unfetter storms and rouse the elements in wrath to rage against all order. Capacius, then you may seek reward wherever you can find it. On genuine spirit heights, man's impulses of soul must give themselves the measurement and order of their own. For he cannot create when others wish to utilize the work that he brings into being. The bird's song pouring from its throat is in itself enough. And so it is reward for man when he, creating, finds bliss in his activity. Lightning and thunder, spirit of the elements. It will not do that you refuse me payment. If you yourselves cannot accomplish it, then tell the woman who has endowed your souls with power that she must pay for you. The spirit of the elements disappears. Capacius, he's vanished. Now whither shall we turn? To find in these new worlds the right direction is first of all our task. Strata, to follow the best way that we can find with confidence and use our caution should lead us to our goal. Capacius, it seems to me we'd best be silent as to goal. We shall attain it if we obey courageously the impulse of our inner selves. To me this impulse says, let truth become your guide, unfolding sturdy forces and shaping them to noble form in all you undertake. Then must your steps lead rightly to the goal. Strata, and yet from those first steps of ours, awareness of the rightful goals should not be absent, if they are to be of benefit to men and give them happiness. The man who serves none but himself need follow only his heart's urge, but he who wishes to help others must know for sure just what his life requires. The other Maria also in soul form becomes visible. But look, what a mysterious being! It is as if the rock itself had given birth to it. From out what world foundations do such beings come? The other Maria. I rest my way through rocky depths, and seek to clothe the rock's own will with human words. I sense the being of the earth, and wish to thank the earth's own thoughts within the human head. I drink in air of purest life, and bring the powers of air transformed to human feeling. Stoddard, you cannot help us then. What must remain in nature's realm is far from human striving. Capacius, I love your language, woman, and gladly would translate your kindest speech into my own. The other Maria, so strange to me are your proud words. The way you speak I cannot understand. But if I let your words resound out of my being differently, they spread out over all the things that fill the spheres about me, and answer then their riddles. Capacius, if what you say is true, then change for us our questions about right values in men's lives into your speech, so that an answer comes to us from nature. We are incapable ourselves of asking the Great Mother in a way that she can hear our words. The other Maria, you see in me the humbler sister only of that high spirit being who dwells within the realm from which you have just come. She has assigned to me this sphere that I may show her mirrored image to human senses here. Capacius, have we then fled from that domain in which our longing could be satisfied? The other Maria, if you do not discover the pathway back, it never will go well with you. Capacius, and which way is the right way then? The other Maria, there are two ways. When power in me reaches to its height, all beings of my realm begin to radiate in most majestic beauty, and sparkling light then gleams from rock and water. On every side is glowing the richest wealth of color, and gaiety of creatures floods the air with cheerful sounds. If you will give your souls to all the pure delights of my existence, you will soar forth on spirit wings toward primal origins of worlds.
Strada. That is no way for us. In our speech it is called fantastic. We want to stay upon the ground, not fly into the cloudy heights.
The other Maria.
And if you wish to go the other way, you must renounce your haughty spirit. Forget what reason must dictate. Let nature's mood first conquer you. In manhood's breast let childhood's soul, untouched by shadow images of thought, hold sway, naively true. Then will you come, though not through knowing, but surely, to the springs of life.
The other Maria disappears.
Capacius. So, after all, we are thrown back upon ourselves, and we have merely learned our task would be to work and to await in patience the fruits that ripen from our deeds.
Johannes, as if out of his meditation, here, as in the following scenes, he sits at one side and does not himself take part in the action. In realms of soul I find again the human beings who are known to me, the man who spoke about Felicia's fairy tales. I could behold him here as in his younger years, and also he who, as a youth, had chosen to become a monk. Here as an old man he appeared to me, and with them was the spirit of the elements.
Curtain, end of scene 4.